Something that a lot of people don't address when it comes to running is strengthening the glutes and the hamstring connection so that you can have recoil. All right, meaning that is when you finish pushing off the ground and you're pulling your heel back underneath your body and reaching out.
Universe 7. And we juiced up 215.
All right, so yeah, buddy, it's your boy Jerry, the TRX for Washington here at General Fitness Company Studio. This is General Fitness Company Cast, and this is Season 11, Episode 53. And today we're going to be talking about why running doesn't make you a better runner. Today, what we're going to be talking about is something completely different. We're going to be talking about running. We're going to be talking about something that my client asked me earlier on today. It was a question that I know is posed by a lot of people, and because I've heard it multiple times other than by my client. But my client reminded me that this is a very pressing question for a lot of people, especially down around this time of year. A lot of people are getting outside. They're getting their running in, trying to get their miles in so they can get ready for their marathons in the fall. And my client asked me, how much running do I need to do so I can be a better runner? And I said, none. And they were perplexed. They looked at me like I had 10 heads. And I said, you know what? Let's talk about how we can be a better runner without running. Now, of course, yes, you do need to run. That's a little tongue in cheek, and that's probably going to, you know, get me a couple extra clicks. But we're going to be talking about the most effective way to be a better runner. So let's talk about it right now. Season 11, episode 53. We're going to, of course, call this one, Why Running Doesn't Make You a Better Runner. Let's go! All right, so this is a fun episode. Today we're going to be talking about a question that one of my clients asked that I know that's been asked of me a few times, and I have this answer in a few different ways, and today I want to try to answer it again. So we're going to be talking about why running doesn't make you a better runner. You know, you would think that it's, you know, pretty much innate. You practice something, you get better at that one thing, but that's not actually true. So what happens, and I actually learned this from going from high school running to college running. When we ran in high school, we ran a lot of miles for conditioning. We whether we were a 100 meter runner, or 200 meter runner, 400 meter runner, or a mile runner, you were running around the same amount of distance. The only difference between the sprinters and the long distance runners is that we would practice our starts and we would practice baton passing. So we didn't have much in terms of like sprint training, so to speak. When I got to college, it was way different. I was actually surprised after the first track practice, and I thought in my pig-headedness, thought that my coach was a bad coach. Because we only had like a 45-minute practice. I was like, what is this? This is ridiculous. Like, how are we going to be a good track team if we're not practicing for like we did in high school for an hour and a half? Now, in my head, because I was, you know, the top runner in Alaska, and I had like all kinds of gold medals from my career in high school, I thought, you know, I was the best and I knew everything because, you know, I was 18 years old, and you know how you are when you're 18. So anyways, I quickly found out that it wasn't about the volume of running, especially as when it pertains to sprinting. It's actually training your body to run that makes you a better runner. Okay, so with that being said, we want to talk about what does it mean to train your body to be a better runner. Okay, so first of all, running does help you. Okay, it does help you, but it doesn't necessarily help you be a better runner in the sense that you're going to get faster. How running helps you, it helps you condition yourself so that you can do those long distance runs, or you can do those long distance sprints, whatever we're talking about. Mostly when we're talking about running, I'm talking about distance running, but really we should be talking about sprinting because for the most part, you know, we talk about how we're naturally designed to move and we're more naturally designed to sprint rather than to run. And we can talk about that on a different episode. I really don't have a lot of time to go into that today. Like I said, I want to talk about how we become better runners in the generic sense of running. So when we're talking about like getting stronger, we're talking about, you know, strengthening your quads, your glutes, your hamstrings. And something that a lot of people don't address when it comes to running is strengthening the glutes and the hamstring connection so that you can have recoil. All right, meaning that is when you finish pushing off the ground and you're pulling your heel back underneath your body and reaching out. All right, a lot of people don't have that recoil because, you know, well, for the most part, it's because of our lifestyle. A lot of us sit a lot, so we have shortened hamstrings, and because we have shortened hamstrings, it's harder to get our leg out and down and then back up again in a, you know, in a relatively efficient pattern. I kind of just dipped my toes in there for a second, but let's go ahead and delve a little further into this. So when it comes to running training, a lot of people think that the best thing for you is, say, a squat, all right? Now, a squat is not necessarily great for running. It's great for your overall standing posture, all right? Because for the most part, if you think about a squat, because it's on 2 feet, it's more or less a modified standing posture. All right, so by squatting, what you do is you get better at standing. And that's great that you, but it's not the majority of what we do in our lives, and it's not what we're really trying to train. So when we're talking about training for running, you want to, again, go back to that recoil. You want to train your hamstrings, things that, like, you know, can help you with the hamstring training. And that recoil training is doing a lunge. You know, you put one, especially a step back lunge, where you're stepping backwards and you're bringing your knee down onto the floor, or as close as you can to the floor as you can control. And then you're going to bring that knee back up in front of you, either to a drive position, or if you don't quite have the balance, you just make that other foot meet that foot that's standing. All right, so say for instance, if you're doing a step back lunge and you're stepping back with your right foot, you're going to put your right knee back behind you as close as you can to the floor, preferably onto the floor, and then you're going to bring that right knee either next to the left foot as you come back up to a standing position, or you're going to drive that knee up in front of you into like a sprinting position, like a 90 degree position where your knee is directly in front of your hip. So that's one great way to strengthen that recoil, one great way to strengthen your balance as well as your glutes. Another great way is a hip press, all right? That's a great way to kind of engage your posterior chain. I wouldn't say it's the best exercise, again, because it's not really a natural position. It's you're on a prone position and you don't really engage your hamstrings and your glutes so much from a prone position, especially from your 2 feet. So I normally have people, if we're going to do it, we do it with a single leg. So it somewhat mimics how we utilize our bodies in life. Again, that unilateral training, as I talked about in previous episodes, that's a really good way to train your balance as well as train your body's awareness through space. But great exercises that essentially that you're going to use for strengthening your body for a run are going to be unilateral exercises that use one leg at a time. So again, a lunge is a great exercise when we're doing a step back lunge specifically. Maybe even a stationary weighted lunge is a good one. Just doing some exercises where you're bounding on one foot is a great way to do that. You know, like where you're having one foot off the ground and you're trying to jump as far as you can. And then you're getting a recoil where you're dropping your hips down into almost like a single leg squat. And then you're jumping again. That's a great way to strengthen not only your balance, but also your explosiveness with each step. And again, we're addressing the hamstrings and the glutes in that position. So those are two great exercises. And I don't want to take this too long, but I think those are two great ways to help you strengthen your body so that you can be a better runner. And in this case, for those two exercises, those are also great sprinting exercises. So there are obviously a lot more exercises that you can execute on. But again, I don't have the time on this episode. I want to try to keep this short or whatnot. So if you do want to check out some other exercises that I have for runners, you can check out our YouTube page. That's General Fitness Company on YouTube. I have a I have a vast library of videos that explain different movements and why we do these movements. So check it out at your earliest convenience. I'll leave a link in the show notes, and I will end this episode here. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, feel free to leave a rating or review if it brought you value. I'd hope that you'd also want to share that value if it did bring you value with others. And you can share it, obviously, by clicking on that share link, or you can take a screenshot and send it over to your friends or whatnot. Of course, you can also tell them in person, you know, the old school way of doing things. Obviously, if you enjoyed this episode and you shared it with other people, I'd definitely love for you to subscribe. I'd love for you to click that subscribe button so that you can be notified when the next episode like this hits the airwaves. All right, that ends it for this one. I will check you on Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, keep good company.